the word from heaven that can change our lives, make us like your Son by your Spirit. Father, we don't know how this happens, but we know it's a miracle. So Lord, we pray that you continue to work in our lives today, this afternoon, or this morning, for the rest of the morning. And then this afternoon, Father, we pray. Now, Lord, we would ask that you would help us as we again turn to your word. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
And so now, we just to summarize a little bit, we've had a look at the Passover and the last Passover. It was a remembrance of what he had done for them in delivering them from Egypt, but it also looked forward to him where he would die as the Passover lamb for us.
我们一起来做个小的总结，就是这是最后一次地上的逾越节，他们纪念按照旧约的仪式来纪念他当时神带领他们出埃及的那个恩典。同时呢，在这个最后一次晚餐上呢，他们也开始展望那未来他们新的耶稣在自己的宝血里新的要成就的这么一个救恩以及主的晚餐。
So we have the new covenant that was announced by Jeremiah that will not be fulfilled until the king comes from out of heaven.
所以我们知道这个新约最后在耶利米先知耶利米的预言里呢直到要耶稣再来的时候再完全的成就。
In the meantime, the Lord Jesus that night knew that he had to shed his blood to be the basis of that covenant.
所以耶稣在那天晚上他知道他的血要流出成为这个新约的一个基础。
So that the sins and wickedness of man who believe can be forgiven.
所以所有的罪以及人的恶都要在这个时刻被饶恕被赦免。
Meanwhile, there would be the spiritual phase of the kingdom would start.
所以这就意味着这个属灵的信心这个神的国度要开始了。
The spiritual phase, of course, would be invisible to everyone.
因为这属灵的信心会对每个人来说是看不见的是在里面的。
If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're carrying a whole kingdom in your heart.
事实上当你信耶稣的信神的时候呢你把整个神国都放在你心里了。
But the bus driver can't tell that, or the grocery store clerk can't see the kingdom of God within you.
所以这个公交车司机或者售货店售货员他不能在你里面他看见这个神的国。
But it's true that within us the kingdom of GodIn a spiritual form has been born in every believer.
所以这是一个真实的事情就是以一个有属灵的这个形态这个神的国呢已经进到了我们每一个信徒的心里。
And so there's no, right now, the kingdom is not, we don't see the kingdom in the world anywhere.
但是目前我们有形的国度我们是看不见在任何地方。
We see man's kingdom.
我看见人的国度。
And we see the warfare fighting between different people, different peoples.
我们看见不同的国家的民族在不停的征战打仗。
But right now, before Jesus comes and sets up his kingdom on earth, the kingdom is within us.
但是在耶稣再来在地上建立有形的国度之前呢神的国度就在我们每一个信徒的心里。
And the reason for that is that the blood of the new covenant has been shed. The price has been paid to purchase us.
原因就是一个赎价神的儿子的血已经付上了为我们所有人的罪付上了。
And so, the Lord Jesus is there at the table. The disciples are all around. And, but, he says, but the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table.
所以当时的情形是所有的桌子上面都摆好了吃的。那二十一节说呢，耶稣说看了那卖我之人的手跟我一同在这个桌子上。
Verse, that was verse 21. 这是二十一节。Now, we haven't had any mention of Judas, the betrayer. But now, the Lord says, his very hand is with me on the table.
因为我们在这之前没有提到犹大那背叛者，现在耶稣讲了，这个要卖我的人呢，他的手也在桌上。
The hand that broke the bread and took the cup.
因为那个手也同样领了饼和杯，掰了饼领了杯。
The hand of one who gives is with the hand of the one who takes. It was Judas who took 30 pieces of silver to betray the Lord.
所以，同样是这个手，他接受了30两银子的赎价去，代价去卖耶稣。
Here we see a big contrast between these two men who were at the table.
所以我们看见两个鲜明的对比，在这个桌上的两个人。
The Son of God and the betrayer of the Son of God.
一个是人子，一个是背叛人子的那一个。
But in verse 22, the Lord Jesus, he says, "The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed or has been prophesied."
二十二节说，人子固然要照所预定的去世。
And so we know that God's plan and the devil's purpose come together to work out God's plan.
我们会发现呢，神的计划，和撒旦的恶者的目标呢，其实它是一起来最终达成了神的旨意。
The devil thought that if he could kill the Lord Jesus, then the plan of the coming kingdom would be destroyed. He would destroy God's plan.
所以撒旦的计划呢，是他认为如果只要把耶稣杀了，他就能破坏神的计划。
And so he put his plan into effect.
然后他就实行了他这个计划。
No doubt, Satan had been grooming Judas for some time.
所以，毫无疑问，撒旦在诱惑犹大，已经诱惑了一段时间。
Judas had been the treasure of the Lord and his disciples.
我们都知道，犹大是给耶稣和其他门徒管钱袋子的那个人。
Whenever anybody had given some of the disciples some money, they would give it to Judas to keep because he carried the bag of money to help support Jesus and his disciples.
当所有不管什么人，当他们把钱给了门徒的时候呢，门徒都会把这个钱给犹大，因为犹大是扛着那个钱袋子，来管钱的那个。
Satan.Would observe very carefully each of these disciples.
撒旦会非常仔细地观察每一个这个十二个门徒里面每一个人。
Because he had failed in his temptation of the Lord Jesus.
因为他没有成功地诱惑试探这个耶稣自己，他失败了，撒旦失败了。
So now he could attack him by using one of his, if he could get a spy.If he could infiltrate the center of his disciples.
但是这样的话呢，他就把他的目标放到了那十二个门徒，他是不是能从当中找到一个间谍，这样他能进到主最核心的那个圈子里去。
Judas was handling the money.
因为犹大是管钱的。
We know nothing about Judas' background.
我们不知道犹大的背景是什么。
But, money, can often be a source of temptation.
钱常常会是一个试探的源头之一。
And for Judas, when Satan was observing this man, he saw that there might be an opportunity for him there.
所以当犹大当撒旦观察犹大的时候呢，撒旦发现这个他这个人是有机会的。
And we read about Judas that sometimes he began to take something out of the bag for himself.
因为呢，圣经里提到呢，犹大有的时候会直接取那个钱袋里的钱给自己用。
Now he's being compromised, isn't he?
这个时候他就开始有妥协了，在真理上，在圣洁上妥协了。
Sin in our lives opens up a crack.
所以罪在我们的生命当中它就会产生一道裂缝，一道裂痕。
It isn't that the devil causes us to sin, but he can use that, our sin, as a way of gettingmore control into our lives.
所以并不是撒旦让我们进到罪里，只是呢他会看见这道裂痕，利用这道裂痕更深的进到我们的灵里来。
And so Satan now, or rather Judas rather, he has been a thief. How does he justify himself with all the other disciples and seeing what Jesus had done and hearing what he heard.
所以犹大是个贼，那他怎么样让自己这件事情在面对门徒，面对这个主的很多的教导，这么长时间里面，他怎么让自己这个偷钱这个事情显得易呢？
Little by little, his heart becomes hardened, doesn't it?
然后慢慢的他的心其实变得越来越硬了。
Some of the things that Jesus said when he was before he had sinned, they affected his heart.
所以
so some of when before he had begun to steal, when he was first disciple, some of the things that Jesus said would very much touch his heart.
所以在他看第一次偷钱或者最早的几次里面呢，神的话，耶稣的很多话一定会碰到他的心的。
And now if you allow a little sin in your life and you justify it before God, you harden yourself against the word of God.
所以但是当你允许你多偷几次呢，然后每次完了以后呢，你都给自己找了一个很易的理由，在这个过程当中一点一点的你的心就变硬了。
Well, why did he stay then?
那他为什么还留下来呢？
What would attract him? A few pennies from the bag?
那什么会吸引他待下来？难道只是这个钱袋里的一点钱吗？
Don't forget, Jesus announced the coming kingdom.
别忘了，耶稣在当时宣布，会有一个神的国会来临。
He was already chosen as one to reign with Christ.
因为他已经被选了，在十二个人里面，未来是要跟主一起来统治这个国度的。
So he began to push away anything that in his heart, push away anything that would convict him of his sin, but outwardly he still wanted to grasp at the glory of the kingdom that would come.
所以里面呢，他尽量找这个理由让自己觉得他拿这个东西是义的，在外面呢，他又知道他一定要表现得很好，让他能够在这个未来这个统治他认为的这个统治里面他有一份。
And now, if the disciples, including Judas, they didn't understand what Jesus said when he said, I'm going up to Jerusalem and I'm going to die on the cross.
所以当耶稣说我要上耶路撒冷，我要死在十架上的时候，很多门徒在这之前根本不知道什么意思。
After seeing all the miracles that he did, they expected, as they went up to Jerusalem,that there was going to be the kingdom coming immediately.
因为每一个人都看见耶稣行了这么大的神迹以后，每个人都认为只要耶稣进了耶路撒冷，那就是王就掌权了，一个大的国度就诞生了。
But now the mood, everything has changed.
然后最后呢，每一件事情都改变了，不是他们预期的。
He knows the Lord Jesus has said that he's going to die upon the cross.
终于他们明白耶稣说的是真的，他要在十字架上死。
So what was Judas's hopes now.
那在那个时刻，犹大的希望是什么呢？
He could make a little bit of money by betraying him.
那至少靠着背叛主还能多再赚最后一笔钱。
To try and salvage something of his investment in time.
至少在他的时间的投资里面，他得赚一点回来，否则这个时间太浪费了，三年。
And so he goes to the chief priest.
然后他就来到大祭司那里。
And makes a bargain with them.
然后跟祭司讨价还价。
To betray him.
然后来讨论怎么卖主。
It says, verse 22, it says, the Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to that man.
22节说，人子固然要照所预定的去世，但卖人子的有祸了。
Yeah, there are two things here.
这里有两件事。
There is God's plan and the devil's plan.
有神的计划和魔鬼的计划。
In God's plan, if you turn to Acts chapter 2,
我们看一下关于神的计划。我们看二使徒行传二章，使徒行传二章
，and verse 23,
二十三节。
On the day of Pentecost, when Peter stood up and preached to all the Jews gathered there that day.
当五旬节的时候，彼得站起来跟所有的犹太人讲道的那一天。
He mentions this in verse 23.
他讲到了这一句在23节里的话。
This man, speaking of the Lord Jesus, was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge. And you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross.
那这里说呢，他就是耶稣基督，既按着神的定旨先见，就神的旨意，被交与人，你们这些犹太人就借着无法之人的手，把他钉死在十架上，钉在十架上杀了。
So notice that the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus, his death, was anticipated. It was seen as necessary, and it was on God's timetable.
所以我们注意到神的上十字，耶稣上十字架，这件事情其实是在神的时间表里是被看见的，是神是所预见到、所预知的。
It wasn't that Jesus' promise of a kingdom had failed.
这并不是说是耶稣所预言的那个国度失败了。
Because the nation rejected him, that didn't constitute failure in his ministry.
一个犹太国度拒绝他，并不是代表在他的事工里是他的侍奉里就失败了。
God knew this beforehand.
因为上帝在这之前就已经知道了。
But his very rejection and death gave the basis for universal salvation.
因为他的被拒绝，他的被钉死，其实就构成了全球、全各民族人救恩的一个基础。
Also look at chapter 4, verse 28.
然后我们一起再看《使徒行传》四章二十八节。
Here he is preaching again.Peter and John and are not preaching, but what they're Peter and John is they're praising the Lord with their brothers and sisters.
这里是彼得和约翰正在赞美主，和他们的弟兄姊妹一起赞美主。
And Peter is praying to God, and he says.There in verse 28, they did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen.
所以彼得在这里说呢，这些人，这些希律和比拉多这些人，犹太人就成就你，就上帝你手和你意志所预定必有的事。
And that was Peter praying that day, but look what he says in.His letter, 1 Peter chapter 1.
这个是彼得那天祷告的事。那我们看一下彼得在他的信中是怎么说的。彼得前书一章。因为前面刚才讲的其实是彼得说外邦人所做的。 要杀耶稣的这些事，其实和 犹太人所做的都是也是在主的旨意里。
And then we'll read from verse 18.
彼得前书一章十八节。
If we could read around the table, verses 18, 19, and to 21.
一章十八节到二十一节。
18 to 21.
Yeah. Shall I read? Sure.就知道你们得赎 First Peter chapter 1、
yeah.
知道你们得赎脱去你们祖宗所留所传留虚妄的行为不是凭着能坏的金银等物乃是凭着基督的宝血如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血基督在创世以先是预先被神知道的却在这末世才为你们显现你们也因着他信那叫他从死里复活又给他荣耀的神叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
So we find there again in verse 19, that they were, redeemed, purchased back with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. There's a, goes back to the Passover lamb, isn't it? Looking at that.
所以十九节他又回到了那个逾越节的羔羊，不是吗？他说你们是凭着耶稣基督的宝血，这个宝血是如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
So the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus that he's that we're looking at tonight, to, this, today, was it wasn't a mistake. It wasn't the result of a number of errors in God's plan.
所以我们这里要看见，耶稣的上十字架这件事情，它不是一个错误的结果，不是一系列不小心搞砸了的事情所带出来的结果。
It wasn't that the Lord's ministry had failed.
也不是神耶稣在地上他的侍奉的事工输了的失败了的结果。
Or that Satan and his servants had won the day.
也不是撒旦和他的帮凶赢了的结果。
But rather we read there in verse 20 that God knew this before he made the heavens and the earth.
所以二十节讲到神在创世以先就已经预先知道这一切。
He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake.
所以基督是在创世以先预先被神知道却在这末世才为我们显现。
Going on to say, through him you believe in God who raised him from the dead and glorified him, so your faith and hope are in God.
所以你们也因着他信那叫他从死里复活又给他荣耀的神。
Not only did Jesus die and rise again from the dead, but God also glorified him.He put him at his right hand on high.
所以不但耶稣从死了也从死里复活了上帝也给了他极大的荣耀让他坐在自己的右边在至高处。
God giving approval to the work of the Lord Jesus that he did in setting him at his own right hand in the heavens.
所以上帝怎么样来证明就是他悦纳了神所耶稣所做的这一切的功呢就是让他耶稣坐在他至高座位的右边。
There's not only a man in heaven, there's a glorified man in heaven.
所以这是一个荣耀的人呢、啊、就耶稣在天堂里是一个荣耀的人。
And so, this was the plan of God all along.
因为这是整个从创世以前就是神的旨意了。
And so, Satan,What he did is he had his tool that day, thinking that he would destroy God's plan.
所以撒旦那天找到了他的工具，他就认为他在破坏神的旨意了。
You recall Satan, what he wanted to be. He said, "I'm going to be like the Most High." That was his ambition.
我们都知道撒旦是想什么？他说我要跟那个至高者同等一样。 这就是他的兴趣和目标野心。
And that's still his ambition today.
他今天依然有这样的野心。
But he's utterly failed.
但是完全失败了他。
His plan only brought about God's plan.
因为他的计划总是成就神的计划。
And now God's man is at his right hand.
现在是人那个那个荣耀的那个主那个人那个耶稣基督现在坐在神的右边。
So if we go back to Luke's Gospel chapter 22 and verse 22.
那我们看回到路加22章22节。
We read there again, the Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, as it's been prophesied.
所以人子固然要照所预定所预言的去世。
But, it says, woe to that man who betrays him.
但这里说呢，那卖人子的人有祸了。
As a tool of Satan, Judas gave himself willingly to the plan.
所以作为撒旦的工具，犹大很乐意把自己交给了恶者。
Even though he was fulfilling God's plan, he is still absolutely responsible for his own actions.
即使他是在成就神的旨意，但是他自己必须为他所做的决定付上代价。
And this, I think, underlines the truth that each of us has been given a free will. Every one of us.
所以这个是这底下真正的那个底下的那个真理，就是我们每一个人都得着了自由意志。
We can freely choose what God gives us, or we can reject it.
我们能够自由的选择接受神所给我们的，或者拒绝。
There's an old saying that we have in English, and it's light received brings light. Light rejected brings night.
就是有一句英语的谚语，就是你接受光呢，你就能看见光；你不接受光呢，你就进到黑暗里。
Light received brings light. Light rejected brings night.
对，它就是 bring 就是带来，就是你能看，就是 light receive 就是你能你把光接进来，你就把真的你接受了光，你就看见了光。然后你 reject 光，你拒绝光呢，你就进到黑暗去了，就给你带来的是黑暗。
The judgment of God will be on what we have done with the light that we have been given in the scriptures.And knowledge of God.
对，所以这里面我们所
审判就是根据对光的反应。
对，其实审判是根据我们对光的，就是我们接受或者拒绝来做的审判。
Now, last night we had a Bible study here, a very small Bible study.
昨晚我们这里有个小的查经。
And we were talking about idolatry, were we not, Lillian?
我们一起讨论了一些关于拜偶像的事。
We were talking about the knowledge of God.
我们也一起讨论了一些关于神的知识。
It's interesting when Christian missionaries go to a far land, maybe into the heart of darkness in Africa.
对，很有意思，就一些传道士呢。他们去到那个一些甚至比如像非洲这种特别完全没有福音的那个一些地方去。
My friend Bert Mast, when he was a young man, he went to the pygmies in the Ituri forest in the Congo.
就我的一个朋友，他在年轻的时候呢，他去了刚果的一个森林里的一个地方。
And when he got there, Did he have to make a name for God for these people?
当他到那里的时候，他需要给神来创造一个名字，来告诉那些人，你们需要知道这个神的名字。
No,
不需要。
They have every language in every language of the world. The name for the Most High God is still in the language.
所以在每一个语言里每一个民族里 那个至高神的这个名字啊，都是有的，都是有这个名字。你不需要给他造一个词，这个名字在所有语言里都是有。
So one of the first things a missionary will do is ask the people, "What is the name of the Most High God?"
然后，所以传道师会过去就问你们至高神的这个名字在你们的语言里是什么
？I'm not. Don't want to know the names of your gods that you worship. They're always lesser gods.
所以不是去说那些你们日常敬拜的那些个神，那个是个底下的，是小的，不是那个至高的。
Sometimes they may have to search around, for that name.
有的时候他们可能会找一找，去找那个名字。
But in every language, there is preserved in that language the name of the Most High God.
所以在那个语言里，它都会有一个这样的词，是讲那个最高神的。这个词是一直在那个语言里保留下来。
In China, the God of heaven, the God of the highest heaven.
对，在中国语言里其实就是天呐。
And I was the ladies were telling me last night that sometimes.
老天爷，对。Sorry, I just gave another explanation.
Sure.
其实就是老天爷了，就我们讲天，就你碰到糟糕事儿的时候。你先想起不是玉皇大帝，不是什么观音菩萨，老天爷，苍天呀，大地呀，对，天哪，对天哪。
So what did you say?
Yeah, just explain the name of Chinese.
Yeah. But then they said to me, when someone is helpless, maybe a mother loses a child, they call that name.They call that name out, right?
所以，当一些很糟糕的事情发生，比方说一个妈妈失去了她的孩子，她就会叫那个名字，就叫那个至高者的名字。对。
Yeah, they don't call the name of the idols.
她不会叫那些偶像的名字。
They don't say, "Oh, Buddha, help me."
她不会说，哎呀，这个哪个菩萨去救我？对。
No. People know they have the light. You see?
对，其实他知道，每个人知道他有这个亮光的，他里面知道。
And so God is going to judge people on how they have received the little light that they have been given.
所以上帝是按照我们怎么样接受那个一点点光接受进来的那个程度来审判我们的。
When we come to Judas, how much light did he have?
然后我们来到犹大的例子，他接受了多少光呢
？He had lived with the light of the world for 3 years at least.
他已经和世界的光生活了三年半。
He had lived and he had rejected that light.
他一起生活，但是他拒绝了那光。
That's why it says there, "Woe to that man who betrays him."
这就是为什么说这个卖人子的人有祸了。
That Judas has to be the saddest person that has ever lived on the face of the earth.
犹大很可能是在地球上过的最所有的人里面最痛苦、最惨、最糟糕的一个人。
One thing I just wanted to say in the story about Judas, who betrayed the Lord Jesus, is the way the devil works on human beings. God loves human beings, He created them. But here's one who wants to be equal with God, and he wants to destroy all of God's creation to get back at Him.
所以，我们回到这个关于犹大的这个事情呢，我们也知道撒旦呢。他特别想跟神同等，所以他特别想把神的很多的计划呢，他破坏了。
His methods are in that he likes to divide and to rule.
啊，他想分裂，然后来统治。
He doesn't like to see families together and happy and doing things together and working together.
他不希望一个家庭一起在一起，很快乐的在一起，一起做事情，一起工作。
He might pick one person in the family and try to get them to make trouble in the family and have a partition in the family.
他特别喜欢抓住这个家中的一个人，然后让他成为工具，然后在家里造成很多的纷争和分裂。
He will have a man and his wife fighting together, arguing, so they will be apart.
然后让夫妻之间彼此争吵，然后分开。
You see, when the people of God stay together as one, they are very strong in the Lord. And that's where their strength comes from. But if one person in that family goes away, the devil goes after him, because it's like a sheep that goes outside the pasture, outside of the protection.
所以我们知道神的家的孩子们 聚在一起的时候，他特别有能力，能力特别大。但是如果有一个呢，他远离了以后，他就像那个丢失的那个羊，那个恶者就会盯上他了。
This man was supposed to be part of the family of the 12 disciples.
所以这个犹大他本来应该是那十二这个门徒之一，是家庭的一员。
He had evil in his heart.
但他的心里有恶。
And the devil could see from his actions that this man is the right man to get a hold of and to cause trouble.
所以恶者能从他的行为当中看到，哎，这是一个好的机会，能够帮到撒旦。
One thing about the devil, he cannot read our mind. He does not know what's in our heart. He can only see what we do.
我们要记得，撒旦和所有的恶者，他不能够看见我们心里，他不能够看见我们所想的，但是他会看见我们所行的。
This man was a thief.
这个人是个小偷，这是犹大偷钱，偷那个奉献的钱。
Can a man rob God and get away with it?
谁能够这个偷神的钱，然后还能安然的走开呢？
That's why it says here, this man who knew everything, he walked with the light. The Lord Jesus said, I am the light of the world. I am the bread of the world. And he walked with him, and he sat with him, he ate with him, and he slept with him. He did everything with him. And to be like this, what kind of judgment will this man get? It's going to be so horrible, so bad, we can't imagine what kind of judgment this man Judas is going to get.
所以犹大最大的问题是他跟耶稣过了三年半，那耶稣是地上最大的光，他完全知道耶稣是什么样的人，他也完全知道神的道是怎么样的。这就为什么说他有祸了，就他所拒绝的是一个如何等大的一个光照呢？
See, only God could read our mind and he could read our heart. So even before Judas Iscariot was born, God knew him. God knew his heart. God knew his thinking, what he was going to think tomorrow, what he was going to think next week, what he was going to think next year. God knew everything about this man.
但是上帝是知道这一切，即使在他出生之前，上帝也知道，知道他所想的，也知道他会行的。
You see, where God is, the devil cannot come there. If our hearts are sealed with God's Holy Spirit, the devil cannot come into our hearts. We are sealed. We belong to God.
所以我们上帝恶者看不见我们心里，所以我们如果把自己交给圣灵，圣灵在我们心里做了一个敲了一个印记以后，恶者撒旦是没有机会的，他是会进不来的。
That's why it's really important that you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Even if you fall into sin, you confess your sin to Christ. He's willing to forgive you your sin. But this is something that's unforgivable. What happened here? He rejected Christ.
但是呢，我们都知道，上帝特别愿意原谅我们的一切罪，他也在十字架上替我们赎了罪。但是这个情况呢？因为他直接拒绝的就是耶稣的光，所以这个是没有办法再去改变他。
He did not agree with God. He agreed with the devil.
因为他已经明白了这一切以后，他不同意和主在一起，他同意和他想要和罪在一起。
Now he will go to be with the devil who he agrees with.
然后他而且要用行动来。去和那个他所认可的那个罪在一起。
Now God will judge the devil and he will judge this man.
然后上帝会审判恶者，也会审判这个人。
We have another section that we're going to finish off today. It's down from verses 23 down to verse 30. So I think we could read around the table from starting to read verse 23.
今天结束前呢，我们还可以再读一段，就是从23节到30节。Yeah, 我们刚才停在那一段。
Chapter 22, yeah.
对，22章。
Verse 23.
152页。23节到30节。
他们就彼此对问，是哪一个要做这事？
门徒起了争论，他们中间哪一个可算为大？
耶稣说，外邦人有君王为治理他们，那掌权管他们的称为恩主。
但你们不可这样，你们里头为大的倒要像年幼的，为首领的倒要像服侍人的。
是谁为大？是坐席的呢？是服侍人的呢？不是坐席的大吗？然而我在你们中间如同服侍人的。
我在磨练之中常和我同在的就是你们。
我将国赐给你们，正如我父赐给我一样。
叫你们在我国里坐在我的席上吃喝，并且坐在宝座上审判以色列十二个支派。
Well, now, it's almost inconceivable. You can hardly understand what these guys were thinking about.
有一点点不是太能理解啊，就是你常常会读到这个，会说这些个门徒脑子里都在想些啥。
Did they not understand anything?
他难道什么事都不明白吗？
I guess we shouldn't be too impatient with them.
但是我猜我们不应该对他们没有那么没有耐心呢。
We have the advantage of living in the future from when they lived.
然后我们能够有一个这么一个优势啊，能够在未来他们的未来生活着，是我们很蒙福的。
But you can see how much they wanted this material kingdom.
所以你们可以看见他们多么的想要这个有形的物质的这个国度啊。
And how much they believed that it was actually going to come.
然后他们多么相信那个最终那个有形的国度要来了，他们是多么的相信这个事情。
They really believed the Lord Jesus, didn't they?
他们非常相信耶稣基督，不是吗？
They really believed that he was the Messiah.
他们也相信他就是那个弥赛亚，救世主。
That's what this tells me.
这就是这件事告诉我们。
Even though we laugh at them because it completely was not in God's timing.
因为虽然我们现在会笑，因为这是完完全全不是神的时间。
And that's why the Lord Jesus could love these men.
这也是为什么神如此爱这些人。
Because even though they were mistaken in their ambitions, they still valued the things of God.
即使这就是为什么呢？就是因为即使这些人他们是在错误的认识里来做出这样的判断，但是他们所珍惜的、所要的依然是对的，就是那个弥赛亚。
So, you know, that can encourage me today.
这个也会鼓励今天的我。
Sometimes I mistake what God's plan is.
有的时候我也会在神的计划里我也看错了。
But God can interpret my desires, and he loves me for them.
但是上帝能看见我里面的心，我的愿望，他知道我这个愿望是好的，所以他爱我。
Even though I'm completely mistaken as to the truth of everything that's going on.
即使我在做这件事情是全然的错，甚至在真理上都全然的错了。
So these men, here they are, they're having an argument around the table.
现在我们看见桌上有一个争论开始了。
What's the argument?
什么样的争论呢？
Verse 24.
24节。
Who's going to be the greatest?
谁是最大的？哪一个算大？
When I was a boy, we used to play a game.
在我小的时候，我常常会玩一个游戏。
It was called King of the Castle.
这是名字就叫做那个城堡的王，城堡的国王。
So what we do is, if there's a little hill, one boy would stand on top of the hill.
我们这么做，就是会有一个小山坡，然后一群孩子，有个小孩子站在那个小山坡上。
Of course, if you're on top of the hill, you have an advantage on anybody coming up the hill, don't you?
然后你站在山坡上，当然你就比别人高。每一个上来的人，你就对他是有个优势的。
So you could push the person down the hill.
你就能够把想上来的孩子呢推下去。
So there'll be a fight for who's going to be the king of the hill.
所以呢，一定会有一个征战、打架，或者谁站在最顶上，谁都想站在上面。
It was all good fun.
也这是非常有意思的一个游戏。
Usually.
常常是这样。
But here are these disciples, they're playing King of the Hill here.
然后这些门徒们就在玩这个城堡之王的游戏。
Who's going to be greatest in the kingdom?
谁是在这个国度里站得最高的？
It's quite amusing in a sense.
是非常有意思的，很幽默的，某种程度。
If it wasn't so sad, that's how far their hearts were from understanding God's purposes.
如果不是说有一点哀伤的话，就是因为当我们看见他的心离神盼望他们所理解的真理离得还有多远。
And so the Lord Jesus, he's going to give to them a gentle rebuke. Notice this, he isn't angry with them.
所以你会看见神对他们生气了没有？神是很温和的，把他们的这个看法呢就驳回了。
Notice how gentle he is with them.
你会注意到神是多么的有和蔼，多么有耐心。
After the Holy Spirit came, these men were completely different.
当圣灵降临了以后，这些人是全然都变了一个人。
None of them ever exhibited this kind of ambition again.
没有任何当中的一个人再表达出任何这一类的野心，在这之后再没有。
So that the apostles, they would say,Let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus, who humbled himself to the death of the cross.
所以使徒们会说呢，让这样的心，就是从耶稣基督来的心，在你们里面。这个心是什么样呢？把自己谦卑到底。
And so Jesus gives them a gentle rebuke.
耶稣给了他们一个温和的拒绝。
And he gives them the example of the kings of this earth.
然后他给了他们一个例子，就是地上的国度的王的例子。
So they says the kings of the Gentiles, they lord it over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors.
所以外邦人有君王为主治理他们，那掌权管他们的称为恩主。
What he's saying is that the kings of the earth and those that are in authority, they call themselves benefactors. In other words, they call themselves doing good to the people who are underneath them.
所以地上的王他是站得高，他是有权柄的。所以呢，他把自己叫做什么？他把自己称为我能帮助你的，我能施你恩典的那一位。
And sometimes they may be very cruel men.
但事实上，很多时候他很可能是很凶残的人。
And yet they still call themselves benefactors of those that are underneath.
他是这种情况，他依然管自己叫恩主，我是对你施恩的那个主人。
Totally hypocritical.
完完全全的假冒伪善。
But he says, you, he says, and he doesn't deny that they are going to reign with him in the kingdom. Does he? He doesn't deny the fact that they're going to reign with him in the kingdom.
所以他并不是否定他们会在国度里要管束他们。
Because he says, down in verse 29, he says, I am going to confer on you a kingdom.
29节他说我要将国赐给你们。
And so, he says there, but he says, verse 26 again, you are not to be like that. Instead,The greatest among you shall be like the youngest.
在二六节他说你们不可这样，你们里头为大的倒要像年幼的。
And the one who rules like the one who serves.
然后做首领的就要像服侍人的。
And then he goes on in verse 27 and asks the question, for who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves?Is it not the one who is at the table? That's the greater one, because the servant serves the master.
所以二十七节说，谁为大呢？是坐席的还是服侍人的呢？ 那不是坐席的大门，因为服侍人的是要服侍坐席的。
Well, that's the way it is in the world.
这是在地上的规则。
But he says,
但是呢，他说
I am among you as one who serves.
他说我在你们中间就如同服侍人的。
It was the Lord who was the host. He served the disciples that night with the bread and the wine. He took the cup. And it's the Lord who is going to serve his people by dying for their sins and give his life as a complete servant. What greater service could a person do than to actually give his life?
所以主是个仆人，所以他当天他是服侍所有人吃晚餐，但是呢在后来他是把自己的血献上来服侍所有的孩子，这样的服侍有哪有比这个更大的呢？
And so he says, it's a very gentle rebuke here, because the Lord understands their motives here.
主知道他们的动机，所以这是一个很温和的责备。
I would understand that their motives were not so much ambition to be more powerful than somebody else.But the very fact that they wanted to do more for the Lord in the kingdom.
所以每一个人他其实并不是在主里，他并不想得到更大的权力，然后呢，他是会觉得我要怎么更好的服侍主。
So perhaps using the illustration of King on the Hill, going as boys we used to play, maybe that's not a very good illustration of the disciples.
所以我们玩的这个城堡之王的游戏。这个对于门徒来说，这就不是一个最好的这个例子了。
Because Peter later on we read that he said, "Lord, I would die for you."
因为后面呢，我们看见彼得说：“主啊，我要为你死。”
It was the disciples, I think, their ambition for the kingdom rather than their own personal advantage.
我们看见了门徒们其实他们的目标也是为了国度要死，而不是为了自己的野心。
But notice this what he says in verse 28.
这里呢我们28节看见。
And this is something the Lord appreciates very much.
这是我们看见主常常奖赏我们或者认可我们的事情。
You are those who have stood by me in my trial.
他说在我磨练之中常和我同在的就是你们。
Maybe they didn't understand the Lord at times. Maybe they didn't appreciate all that he was and what he was doing.
所以很多时候不一定他们完全明白神的耶稣所做的一切，或者说他明白将要发生的一些事。
But one thing they did, and that was that they stood by the Lord.
但他们有一件事他们明白，就是他们和主在一起。
Those 11 had given up everything and stood by the Lord.
那十一个人他们把一切都放弃了和主在一起。
And so the Lord appreciated that very, very much.
所以主非常非常的认可这样的事。
And so he says to them, then I confer on you a kingdom, just as my father conferred one on me.
所以二十九节他说：“我将国赐给你们，正如我父赐给我一样。”
That, in other words, he's telling them he's that what they desired. We read there about who was going to be the greatest in the kingdom earlier on.
所以这里他是借着他们一开始的争论，他们谁要成为国里最大的？但他看见了他们里面那个心。
He doesn't say you're not worthy of the kingdom because you're arguing about that.
他并没有说你们不配得这个国度，因为你们老争来争去，争谁老谁当大老大。
But in his grace, he says he appreciates that they stood with him in his trials. He said, "And I give you that kingdom."
但他还依然是认可这些门徒们的心，他看见了这门徒愿意在患难当中跟他同在。
And so he says later there'll be.He talks about there a table in my kingdom. And so he says, verse 30, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
所以他说叫你们在我的国里坐在我的席上吃喝，并且坐在宝座上审判以色列十二个支派。
They will have a very important place in the kingdom.
他们会在国度里有非常重要的地位。
Because during the millennium, Israel will be the head of the nations.
在因为在千禧年的时候，以色列人会是各个国度的首领。
Right now, they're being attacked by all the nations.
因为现在他被所有的国度攻击。
If it wasn't for the United States, Canada and Great Britain, there would be very little, hope for the nation of Israel.
如果不是现在的这个美国、加拿大或者英国他们的一些支持，以色列很可能很难在地上。这个国家能站立得住。
It's still the times of the Gentiles.
因为这现在依然是外邦人的时候。
But he says there, there will be a time when Israel will be the head of the nations.
因为会有一个时刻，以色列会是国万国之首。
And not the tail.
不是尾巴。
That's a prophet. Prophecy.
这是一个预言，它是万国之首，而不是万国之尾。
But he talks about eating and drinking at the table in the kingdom.
他这里讲到了是在一个神的席上一起吃喝。
You and I are going to be there.
我们也会在那里。
We won't be judging the 10 tribes or the 12 tribes of Israel.
我们不会去审判那个十二个支派，是以色列的支派。
But we're going to be with Christ.
但我们会和主在一起。
We won't be one of the audience out sitting out far away.
我们不会是外围那个听众啊，在听的。
We're going to have a very close view of this feast.
我们会是有一个非常近的视角来看这个盛宴。
Because at this celebration in the millennium, one of the first things that takes place is the wedding of the Lamb, the marriage of the Lamb.
因为在这千禧年里。第一件要发生的事就是羔羊的婚宴。
And that will be one of the greatest, one of the greatest celebrations of the entire millennium will be the marriage supper of the Lamb.
因为这也是整个千禧年里最大的一个庆祝，就是神羔羊的婚宴。
When the reality of our salvation and our Redemption is going to be made when we are joined to Christ forever.
Yeah, 我们所有的救恩，一切的美好都成就了，因为我们和主待在一起，永恒的在一起。
And that we would be manifested in His presence before the entire world.
Yeah, 我们会在他的同在里，会在全地面前展现。
You are very, very famous people.
你们都是非常有名的人了。Yeah, yeah.
Very, very famous.
非常非常有名。
You know, they talk about the red carpet, the awards, Academy Awards and all that, and the red carpets and the stars are all paraded out.
你就看红地毯啊，各种各样，全世界的明星走那个红地毯。
That'll be nothing.
那啥都算不上啥，那都算不上啥。
When Christ presents His bride,
当基督来把他的新娘展现的时候
，That'll be a great what's the name for a great celebration and a meal and everything else. What do we call that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Concrete.
Huh? Banquet. Yes, there's another word too. Another banquet is good. Not a celebration. Anyway,
是一个巨大的庆祝。
Maybe we'll have to invent a word.
盛宴。
That's wonderful.
Eric was just saying that you know about the people of Israel that the world is going to hate. The whole world is going to hate Israel. And God's timetable is just moving along quite rapidly, quite fast. The UN just passed a resolution that a lot of the land where Israel is right now, does not belong to them, and they are illegally in that land. So they have passed that law. When they put it into law, it cannot be changed. So it's a matter of time when the world will respond to that law and go against Israel and try to get them out of that land, and there'll be a big war.
So you, but did you know the sequel to that?
所以刚才讲到了一个
sequel's right in here.
关于以色列的这个事情啊，所以因为 Eric 有提到这个以色列目前的景况，但是呢，神的时间其实过得很快。最近也刚刚通过一个，在美国通过一个法律，就是联合国是吧？通过一个法律，就是以色列的。很多现在占的地方其实它是宣布它为非法占的，所以这样的一个法律如果通过了最后被执行了，你可以想象在那个地方会有一个多么大的征战会发生。所以神的旨意最终都是会实现的，就最终全世界的焦点，全世界的战争都会回到那个点上。
They have a deed to that land right back from Abraham's time. God gave that land to them.
他本来是应该有那个地方的，因为上帝给了他们，就是在圣经里这么多年前就给了他们。
But the world does not recognize this God.
但上帝地上的人不认可这个上帝。
So there'll be big trouble.
所以会有一个很大的麻烦的时候在那。
Yeah.
Okay, 那我们一起来做个简短的祷告。天上的父，谢谢您带领我们查考您的话语，也谢谢您让我们看见犹大的心。也求您带领我们能够远离罪恶，也让我们看见在门徒们主离世的前一天晚上，门徒们依然在争论谁为大。主啊，求您洁净我们每个人的心，让我们被您的灵充满，有一颗爱神爱人的心，常常的思想您的恩典，愿意在这地上成为您合用的器皿。主啊，也谢谢您，求您祝福我们的家人，在我们让家里能够有一个合一的心，赐给我们喜乐和平安，是吧？谢谢你们，谢谢您带领我们这样查经的时间，也求您祝福我们每一位来的人，保守我们的心，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门，
阿门。